Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Yes, it is. Yo, it's hot, man. And you got on Hot 97, so it all goes together. You're in the right location. Call up, man. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, so we can get into some shenanigans this morning. Shenanigans. I think we got prizes, man. Let me see. Laura never loses. It says right here, win a $100 Stop and Shop gift card. It's right on the paper, bro.
I could use that.
So call right now. Look, it's hot. We complaining about it. If it wasn't hot, we'd be complaining about something else.
That's a fact.
So let's get to this essence. Vibes. Need no other body. Body. That's the song right there, man. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Laura, what's going on?
Good morning. What's popping?
Yo, we living, man. It's hot outside. That's for sure. I got to give away some air conditioners again. It's got to happen.
When are you going to do it?
After 8 o'clock, man. It's going up over 100 degrees today. And the hottest part of the day will be when they're doing the essential worker parade. Later on. Which means, look, if you have a heat stroke or something, at least you're going to be around a bunch of essential workers, so you're going to be all right.
Sheesh. Right. What time is the parade?
I think 2.
It said it's going to be over 100?
That's what it
said. That's the real feel?
That's the real feel, over 100.
Damn.
That's what it really going to feel like.
Yo, yesterday was so hot. It was like you, I was walking with Asaya.
You walked outside?
It felt like you were walking in a sauna.
Yeah.
It was like super duper hot. And then we went inside of a store, literally 10 minutes, and a dark cloud came across the sky.
It was like a movie.
Yo, and when I came outside, it was a cool breeze blowing. People were running. Yo, it was bags and stuff flying through the air, and then...
I know.
Man, it was crazy. There was women on scooters crying.
Oh, my gosh. I saw the vendors, like, all of their shops were, like, collapsing.
Yeah, man.
Everyone was helping. It was crazy because it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Quick.
Well, my story was I had the longest flight in my traveling history. I was officially... Well, it wasn't a complete nightmare, but it was... Nightmare AJ's.
Oh, God, I'm so scared. I'm flying for the first time with a baby today. And I'm praying, please pray that I don't have to be in the airport for 27 hours. I'm
well, as of 1:45 a.m. when I left Newark Airport last night.
Newark, okay. That's
Newark.
It. Okay, I'm flying out of LaGuardia today.
I mean, I don't know what LaGuardia was like. Maybe y'all could call in. I mean, we only have one phone line today.
Oh, God.
So I don't know how many phone calls we're going to be able to make. Everything is... It might be working. Call back if you want to be on Laura Never Lose. We need another participant. Uman. A woman. But yeah, nonetheless, I sat on the runway last night. It was the first time ever that I... It was the nightmare for me because I've never been stuck on the plane.
Right.
Where they tell you, we can't bring the plane to the, you know, what they call it, the jetway, because the workers can't come outside because of lightning.
Oh,
so we just
got to
sit here until the storm passes.
Right.
And they made us circle the airport for an hour before landing.
All of that?
So not only did we circle board for an hour before landing, we landed... And then still sat for 3 hours.
On the plane.
On the plane.
Oh, that
sounds like
nightmare.
Fun.
Yo, how do you as a flight attendant, when you know you stuck on a flight with people, fix your lips to tell a parent to sit down their two-year-old? I was watching this lady struggle so bad, and the flight attendant kept saying, ma'am, can you put your kid back in the seat? The kid is 2.
Right.
We've been on, I can barely stay in my seat. What are you talking about?
Right, right.
She will put the kid back in the seat when you tell us we about to move.
Right.
And then people was trying to get to the bathroom. She was like, listen, you guys are going to have to stay in your seat because we don't know when we're going to start. You let us know.
Right, because right. this is not
and
working.
Right now we have to use the restroom.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I was like, how you? You got kids, lady. You right. see what this mother over here going through.
Right. Oh, no. Right. Pray for me, man. I'll be in LaGuardia today.
Yo, just hope you don't get stuck on a flight. And then want to get on the thing and say, we ran out of water. Don't announce that.
Wow.
Don't announce that you right. ran out of water, bro. That just sent right. people into a tailspin, man. Right.
Keep that low and specific yeah. to the people who ask
Ash,
for water.
Yeah, man. Don't that.
Attention, everybody.
We don't have any water, and we don't know when we're getting off this right. plane. What?
Wow.
Yo, that sounds like a horror movie. Yo,
you know what I'm saying? Yo, but it wasn't done.
Still?
It wasn't done. Finally got off the plane at 12. We get inside the airport over at Newark. Where are our bags?
Oh, man, that's the worst. Because now you're ready to go.
Can't go. Sat for another hour and a half. Oh,
the bags gosh. Are not even coming on
not
the
even
belt.
Coming out of other
it's
flights.
Everybody's is, bags or your bags?
No, everybody on our flight. But then other flights pulled up. And then you know like when you'll be waiting for your bags at a carousel?
Mm-hmm.
And they keep adding other flights right. to the yeah. same carousel yeah. and you ain't got your bags yet. Yeah. So you're seeing a list of like five different arrivals that showed up and they're like, on carousel two. You're like, nah, don't ask nobody else to come stand over here right now, man. Y'all got nine other joints. Why did they put everybody on the same one, B?
Oh my
Y'all
gosh.
Got nine joints. Why you got five flights going to the same carousel? Make it make sense.
Right now, I hear, Ebro, I hear that there is just not enough staff. Not enough staff working in the airport, not enough staff working on the airlines. Because, listen, first time flying with a baby, right? I started thinking, I'm like, I have to put her on my ticket? Or how does it work? I don't have any, she doesn't have ID. I don't have a passport right, for her yet. So I was like, I have questions. The expected hold time when I called Delta was 8 hours.
Yesterday?
Wow. I hung up. I said, forget it.
Yesterday?
The day before yesterday.
Oh.
Then I tried emailing. Finally, I put it on my social media. And then yeah. I was like, maybe they'll DM me. Because Rosenberg's like, try them. Maybe they'll DM you. Nothing. Finally, on Twitter, they DM me. And I asked the questions. So I was told they have more people working Delta social media than actually working for them.
I believe that.
Yeah, because there's not enough
Well, people. Guess what happened last night at Newark Airport?
And I'm sure it's happening with all the other airlines,
I went
too.
And found whoever was working. If you had a, if you had a Newark badge of any sort of something, I was saying something to you about them bags last night. I walked all the way up to find the dudes that work on the jetway. It was like, yo, what's going on out there with my bags, man? Really?
Oh, my
the
God.
The dudes outside.
Hey, man, what's going on? They was like taking a break or maybe they just got off their shift. They was looking at me like. Sir,
get back
I was like, listen, fam, nobody was working at the front desk. There was nobody at the ticket section.
Wow.
What's nobody was gone. It's 1 a.m. now.
I'm telling you.
But how do people get to go home when people ain't got their bags, man?
Right.
That's
your valuables. You're not leaving without that.
No, I'm saying how do workers get to go home?
Oh.
Because in my mind, if I can't go home, nobody can't go home.
Well, it doesn't really work like that.
Right. You know those workers are not getting paid enough to stay?
They left.
They like, we out.
Gone. Ugh. It was a mess last night in Newark Airport. Hopefully, if you were at any of the other airports, I'm sure you got messed up too. And shout to the people just waking up at Newark Airport. Because there was definitely people getting comfortable last night.
Settling in?
Oh, man, settling in for the long haul last night.
No.
You remember, were people sitting around putting the quarters in the black and white TVs?
No, they don't have that.
They don't have that?
They don't do that anymore. That's back in the day.
I heard it's a nightmare in every airport right now. I think my homegirl had issues in Texas. It's tough.
Well, the weather doesn't help, ladies and gentlemen. There's a big storm. Elsa came through. She's coming through Florida right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, what terrible disrespect for the name Elsa that's been so popular over the last few years.
They tearing Elsa down.
What?
You know the people who decide hurricane names, they probably got like a 3-year-old kid. Somebody, there was people in there voting on the names.
You know who I hate?
Elsa. Yo, let's tear this apart. Because Issa damn sure heard about the the superstorm or whatever, it's tropical storm or hurricane. They've been changing. I was like, Hurricane Elsa. She was like, what?
Something's happened? A new
show? I said, yeah, they named the hurricane Elsa. She was like, not good. Patrick, good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Yeah, good morning, Ebro. How you doing?
I'm blessed, man. I'm here, man. I'm off a couple hours of sleep, so it could go left. It could go bad today. When I don't get enough sleep, I don't think clear.
Well, let's hope it.
For your own entertainment. For your own entertainment, listen.
Hey, Rosenberg.
It may go left.
Hi.
Yo, what up, fam?
Heidi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Heidi, are you excited that Eric Adams is going to be the mayor of New York City?
Sure.
Sure.
Heidi, where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
I know.
Oh, there you go.
The second I heard the sure,
I knew. I don't know. I don't even know what to think about that. I guess we're excited up here. He was ranked. I ranked him.
Yeah.
I ranked him. Shawnee didn't vote, but Shawnee would have ranked him.
Yeah. I mean, and I voted by with my lifestyle, as I like to say. You know what I'm saying? I pushed the agenda. I pushed an influence to help that man get a job.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
But would you have ranked him number one?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the thing is, I don't do tons and tons of research on these politicians.
You have
so
to.
I don't necessarily. Well, that's why I don't vote. Well, because but from what you've heard, vote blindly.
Well, Adams did a lot of work in the city, man. He knows a lot of people. People really like him. They see him, and it paid off. Now, from what you heard of Adams, you would have ranked him number one.
I would have. And I like Maya, and I think Yang is about his business with the bread, but Adams is a man of the people. From what I've seen, he's been on the ground, and he's not been afraid to get his hands dirty.
Well, people think he's a man of the people, all right, but they think that a lot of people think those people also include a lot of corporate people around New York, too.
I'm sure, because he's been around for a long time. And the thing is, none of them are perfect. The game of politics is dirty in itself, to me. You know what I'm saying? So
to be in the game, you got to be somewhat, you know.
Yeah,
down with the dirt.
That's a fact.
Well, if you're going to be the manager of New York City, guess who you're going to have to deal with anyway?
Rich people?
Rich people, Republicans, poor people, police,
You
got to deal with everybody. So it's about bringing people together. And he built a coalition, and it says, looks like it'll be Mayor Adams. He wins the Dem primary, and because the Democrats outnumber Republicans in the city 7-1, the guy with the red beret. Does he still wear the red beret thing?
Of course he does.
Yeah, he does.
I forgot his name.
Yeah. And he just, he's not too popular with the people specifically. I saw a video of him getting, not ran out of, but kind of walked off a block in the Bronx by the head of the Black Lives Matter Foundation of New York. Mm. You are not welcome here, with a big bullhorn.
I have no idea what Curtis Lewa stands for. No, I mean, I know what it used to be, but I don't know.
Guardian Angels?
Yeah.
You know, crime off the street. Probably is still his thing, right?
But I don't know how he approaches that now. So what Shawnee was just saying, I don't know. Is he a terrible guy?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I have no idea. Heidi, who you want to represent you today for this $100 Stop and Shop gift card? Laura, me?
Of course.
That's Laura, the game that lives up to its name, baby.
Let's go.
6 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question. Let's play Laura Never Lose It.
All right. Here we go. Okay. It is rumored that Jada Pinkett.
Ebro. That Jada Pinkett is still having
two
delightful dreams about Tupac.
Probably. I believe it. But incorrect. It's rumored that Jada Pinkett had to stop Tupac from beating up who?
Will Smith
is correct.
I know
that's
it had
crazy.
Something to do with Will. I just couldn't fix my lips to say it.
Worship of Krishna is observed, Ebro,
by the Hare Krishna group.
It's the only thing I would have known.
Incorrect.
Hindus.
Yeah, Hinduism.
Hinduism is correct.
I don't think Ebro can get that.
He threw that out just as a floater.
Yeah, you can't just guess everything on a question.
I wasn't even finished. Hare Krishna is like the main dude.
Which shamed actor is exploring his ability?
Shamed actor. Florence.
Three, two.
Bill Cosby. One.
That is correct.
Oh, shamed.
Which color is a ruby?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Red.
Red. Tie oh, game.
Wow.
Oh my
tie
gosh. Tie game. Okay.
He just left the airport. Yo, just floating them up.
He just guesses everything at everyone. Like all Laura can do is hang out and hope she gets the rebound. That's all she
you
can do.
You got to. When you're behind, you got to keep shooting.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
In the state of Georgia, it is technically illegal to eat what?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Peach.
That would make a lot of sense, kind
of.
No,
it would.
It's peach everything. Peach streets.
And it would be illegal to eat that?
Technically, because it's like the state fruit. I don't know.
No.
But they wouldn't press those charges.
Finish the question.
Decent guess. Incorrect.
Sure.
Sounds good.
Wow, Shawnee's a good friend.
Finish the question.
Bad guess, right? In the state of Georgia, it is technically illegal to eat what delicious food with a fork?
Oh. Wow.
What delicious
See,
food with a fork?
See, this is even more ridiculous.
Interesting
peach
fact.
Makes sense. Pizza. Go with pizza.
No, not pizza. I was going to go with peach cobbler. I don't know.
Y'all love peaches, huh?
Well, Georgia loves peaches.
What is it?
Correct. That would be fried chicken.
Illegal.
You picked that bad boy up with
thought,
a hand.
And you thought eating peaches was way off base. Based on that, peaches would have been a better answer.
All of it was in the same ballgame.
All right, give me another one, man.
All right.
Technically illegal. There's a lot of things that are illegal.
Technically illegal.
Technically.
What color was the whale in
Ebro.
Moby Dick? Ebro.
White.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Ebro wins. Wow.
Because he was a sperm whale. Spoim. It was a spoim.
Wow.
Spoim whale.
With the comeback kid.
Yo, Heidi, hold this L, and we love you. Yes. Yo, Patrick.
Patrick. Y'all knew it was fried chicken.
You did it, man.
Yo,
did
Patrick, we did that, playboy.
Nice one.
Patrick, who you want to shout out to, fam?
Man. Nice. Oh, man, I don't know, man. I don't know.
All right, don't worry about it. Don't even stress yourself.
Appreciate you.
Nate, who else? Oh, my kids.
Oh my kids.
Good ones to remember there at some point.
That's right. That's right. My mom.
Oh, moms are good to shout out always. All right, that's enough out of you, Patrick. We love you, man. Hang on. You got a $100 Stop and Shop gift card on the way. Flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, U.S. sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson is officially left off the Olympic team. I'll give you details on this coming up. Flashing lights.
Yo, they got rules, man. You got to follow them. Where were you Friday?
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2021. Performing this year on the stadium stage.
BX, I see you.
A.
Make some noise.
Boogie.
Hey, yo, what up, man? It's your boy A. Boogie with the hoodie. You already know I'm performing live this year at Summer Jam.
Come back at it.
A. Boogie.
Come see me turn up, yo.
I've been so gone. I like. Redbone.
Special guest Rowdy Rebel and Bobby Shmurda. Plus,
Migos in the building. We gonna be at Hot 97 Summer Jam this year.
Meek Millie will be in the building.
Stop! Drop!
Swizz Beatz presents a New York tribute to DMX.
Yo, what it do is the big bag, big speaker, money bag, yo.
The Heavy Hitters present CJ and Friends featuring L Alpha and Farrugo. DJ Megan Wright and Friends.
Hey, what's up? This is Saweetie. See you at the show.
The biggest hip-hop concert in the world is back. August 22nd at MetLife Stadium. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.
Yo, I'm so excited for congratulations. You played yourself today. Yo, the one dude that was screaming N-word and calling black people monkeys.
Oh, and
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Jersey.
Oh, that was a Jersey.
That was Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah, that, if people haven't seen that, stay tuned for congratulations, because number one, it'll make you sick and disgusted, and then it'll make you very happy.
It made me.
All right, just wait. Don't go ahead, because I know you.
I've never been this excited.
I know.
You saw the whole thing.
There's a part that specifically made me.
But you saw how it ended, right?
Yeah, the very end.
No, like, the ending when the police escorted him.
Ebro, okay, we can wait.
Oh, y'all
can we go flashing lights?
I'm excited, though.
Flashing lights. Let's go. No, he can't control himself.
Yo, he can't do a tease. His tease is just, I'm going to do it now.
Yo, I'm excited.
Shikari Richardson will officially not participate in the Olympics in Tokyo. So she had a 30-day suspension because she tested positive for marijuana.
Then I read they reduced that or something. She was close.
The 30-day suspension will end before the relay race is scheduled to begin. So everybody was kind of hoping, like, all right, well, at least she'll get to run something. She'll get to do something. But, you know, despite all the outrage on social media, all the athletes chiming in, everybody chiming in, the Olympics committee officially said no.
They didn't put her on the roster and put out a statement that basically was like, listen, we think the rule is dumb too, but it's the rule.
And now we need someone to fill this spot. We're not going to just leave it open until she can come back for the relay.
Yeah. And if you're not familiar with the Shikari Richardson story, you know, she went viral for just being incredible. She's super fast. And the clip of her, like, beating her own time was really, really dope. Mm. But then she tested positive for marijuana. And when she smoked it, she was in Oregon where it's completely legal. And she had recently found out her biological mother passed away. And she said she used marijuana as a way to cope with the pressure and stress, you know? But, you know, marijuana is a banned substance when it comes to the Olympics, along with
everything else.
I mean, literally
almost everything else.
Yeah, right. Like Caswin was telling us, even like certain asthma medication you can't take because it's a banned substance.
But with the suspension, so she can't play even though she gets back. Why? What is this rule?
My guess, no, that's not a rule. That's then the U.S. Olympic team's probably deciding we're not going to leave an open spot on our roster for you to return in. We're making our roster. We're filling in someone else.
She, by the time her suspension was over, she would only made it back for the 4x100 relay.
Right.
Which means she would have missed the 100 meter dash. She would have missed a bunch of other races. So they would have had to hold the slot just for her to be a part of a relay. And it would have set a bad precedent.
In the statement, that's what they said. They said, look, all USATF athletes are equally aware and must adhere to the current anti-doping code.
Fam, she said, I knew I was breaking the rule.
Yeah, right. she says it would be lost if we only enforced it under circumstances. Like, we have to enforce it all around.
Well, and they have backups for situations like this. Like, it's unfortunate, but that's why you have the next person.
Meanwhile, Jamaica's like, okay, let's get this gold popping. Jamaica, let's go.
Poop. Facts.
Yeah.
Well, and to everyone, I see some people. I'm not watching the Olympics. So Shikari is amazing, and she'll be back in 4 years, and I'm sure she's going to get a lot of support. Nike didn't drop her. We're going to be seeing her at other different events.
She's going to be bigger now than she's ever been.
She's going to be huge.
None of y'all even heard of her a month ago. And when I say none of y'all, I mean me too. So she's about to be a huge star.
And my point is, you know, listen, there's rules. She knew she was breaking them. Don't try to recraft the rules once you already break the rules. Y'all know how that goes. That's like when I'm playing Uno with Issa and she want to change the rules. We in the middle of the game.
Right.
But this rule here,
it don't work like that. But now working on changing the rule going forward, maybe now that'll heat up.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And even Olympic sprinter Gabby Thomas, she spoke out and she was like, look, it really hurts to see so many black people choosing not to watch the Olympics this year. Mm. There are so many black athletes who have put years of hard work.
Yeah, but Shikari was the one trending on Instagram.
Myself included. And we really
the orange hair though and the nails. And you ain't out here smoking weed. That's what we like.
That's your flashing light, your boy. The time is 7:03. Let me see. Today will be a high of 91 degrees and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Shout out all the Olympic athletes and also all the essential workers getting the big ticket tape parade today. It's going to be hot as you know what outside. And I'm going to try to give out some air conditioners after 8 o'clock.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But all the essential workers, man, I know what y'all really want. The parade is cute. Y'all want that money.
Right.
Y'all want more money.
No ticket tapes in the air.
Yeah, I hope they get y'all some bonuses. I hope this minimum wage increase really starts rocking. It's a lot of people that put their lives on the line so that we all can have the basics over the last year and change. And Today we celebrate you, all right? It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Congratulations, you pledged yourself.
Congrats.
You can't wait.
Yo, I might be only sure one. All the equipment is working.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's racist.
You got to see that?
We got a few things lined up.
All right.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Cast 197 minutes commercial free. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Now, this discrepancy. I heard on 1010 Wins that the real field was going to be over 100 today. Heard that driving in. Meanwhile, my trusty Dark Sky weather app is saying it.
Doesn't even feel like, it feels like 92. That's the highest. 92 feels like 92. Temperature right. Only up to 87.
I don't know.
Because as Ebro's Jewish consigliere, when he's like, I'm getting out the air conditioners, I was like, bruh, it's not even close to 97 degrees today. So this is how we now are having this discrepancy.
Wait, so your Jewish antenna went off to save me money?
That's right.
I was like,
we all need saving sometimes.
Yo, and you need to handle your deal right. Because you're going to play yourself and give away too many air conditioners. We're going to get to the depths of summer. And we're
August, I ain't going to have any money left.
And today's really not getting close to 97, to be honest with you. I mean, it's going to be hot.
So you're saying 10-10 wins is a liar. Ever since John Montone stepped away, they've been messing up.
He's gone?
Yeah, you didn't know John Montone retired? Oh, man, he's a legend.
Damn, really?
Oh, yeah, I freaked out when I saw him once outside while Pete was smoking a cigarette. I was like, John Montone!
We were very excited.
Yo, man. Yo, but anyway, it sounds like I deserve a...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, now. You're playing yourself.
Call right now if you live in South Jersey, anywhere down near Philly, Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I think maybe we get to this after Laura Stiles goes, because there's so much to unpack here. I found some new audio. You think the story just ended with this guy in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, A, giving out his address, B, calling black people niggers and monkeys.
Mm. Don't say that.
Stepping toe-to-toe with neighbors, like arguing with people, arguing with the police.
Yeah, leaning
on. No. It gets better. Go ahead, Laura. We'll deal with that
There's
in a second.
There's more.
All right. So I saw this when I was traveling, and I'm sure that we spoke about this, Ebro. So when I was in, I remember being in Spain, and I saw a giant Supreme megastore, but like an H&M. I was like, what the hell is this? You know, and friends of mine were like, yeah, they have all these stores all over. I was like, what do you mean? Supreme is a very limited situation. It's very hard to get pieces. You can't just go to a rando store that's three stories. Like, what are you talking about?
Are you telling me that's not an official Supreme store?
So listen, so this father and son duo are behind this massive fake Supreme operation. They were getting away with it. They were opening stores in Europe and in China, posing as owners of Supreme. And they were opening the Chinese leg, the European leg, and they were getting away with it. And finally, they got busted. They got hit with a $10.4 million fine, and they're guilty on fraud accounts. I'm sure they're going to do some time. But guys, they really thought they were like, you know what? We're just going to act like we're the owners.
I'm not. Wow. I mean, they get this.
Congratulations.
We're going to act like we're the owners, and we're going to open megastores.
But look, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. If they got the box logo tees, I'm copping a few.
Facts.
Fam.
You know what I'm saying?
I went into
bootleg
the store.
Or not.
I saw it. I was like, this is not it. No, you can tell. It's not it.
Who can tell?
I can tell.
Well, I just won't wear it around you.
Oh,
congratulations.
My God.
You played yourself.
Now, back to Mount Laurel, New Jersey, which I figured out. I never heard of it, but it's down near Philly.
Okay.
This man went on a racist tirade, and apparently, he does this all the time.
Oh.
This isn't a one-off thing.
Right. Okay.
Because if you've seen the video, you'll notice that the police officer was called.
Right.
The police officer and the man's calling black people N-words and monkeys.
Right.
They knew each other.
Yeah.
He was like, why are you back over here? You have no jurisdiction here. And they're calling each other by name.
He's like, the police officer's like, here we go again.
Yes.
Yeah, literally.
We're going to go see racist Ralph.
He's like, come on, whatever his name is.
It's the story of his life. He's been in and out of jail since he was 17.
Edward, you hear about that one? His name is Edward Cagney Matthews. That's
yo,
his name.
Edward Cagney Matthews. Let's have a listen to how you sounded when you was giving out your address on the internet.
And you want to know where I was when all this happened?
I don't care.
At work, monkey.
I don't care where you were.
At morgue. Just like I told the Mount Laurel police. Get these monkey out of here and you can't do shit. That's me talking shit. 3602 Gramercy Way, that's where I live.
Oh.
Come see me.
Oh.
So you were real comfortable, so get me on video so you know what you see. Bring whoever.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, what? Why are you back over here?
Well, somebody called me.
Someone called you. It's private.
It's him
property.
Talking
you have
to
no
the police.
No jurisdiction here whatsoever.
I do.
None.
When somebody calls me.
Hold on.
Back up. Back
you know
up,
what?
Bro.
Hold on.
Back up.
No, no, no.
Back
I'm gonna
up,
let you right? do your thing. Go talk to these. Go ahead.
Stop.
You go talk to the. Let them know what I'm all about and what their rights they have.
All right. You want to go back to your house? I'll come back to you.
No, I'll stay right here. It's common property.
That's race.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
He says you want to go to your house and I'll come talk to you later. Like, he knows where he lives?
Yeah.
Like, that's his man.
So, Shani.
No, not like it's his man.
Like he's
they've
been there before.
They've been called before, and he asked people to show up to his house.
Oh,
they showed up to his house.
Oh, they did. They did.
They had to put police outside the man's house before they arrested him because people was really going to go bust down the door.
Yeah.
At his crib. They showed up. Bullhorns. Flags. Signs.
It was great, too. It was like a multiracial... Like, real protests came out there.
Right.
People came out to have a real thing in front of this dude's house.
What's his name again?
Hold on. I don't know if you noticed. My favorite part of the video, though, is that as he's getting out of the house, someone bonked him in the head with a Black Lives Matter flag.
No, I did not think. Please show me that.
Yeah.
Please show me that.
His name is Edward Cagney Matthews.
We don't have a button big enough for you, sir.
Congratulations.
Crazy.
You played yourself.
Wow. You see the confidence.
Yes.
The confidence. I went to the Mount Laurel Police Department and I told them to get you niggers and monkeys out of here, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah, what was he taught? What was that about?
And then the beginning, remember, he admits to knowing about crimes committed, race. Yep. Hate crimes committed against black folks. And he was like, you know where I was when that happened? I was at work. Y'all know how we get down. That's what the whole thing was about.
I didn't understand. Yeah, I didn't understand.
He was admitting that he knew that people, black people, had been killed. And that he knew who did it and was associated with those people.
Right.
But he wasn't there. I was at work.
I was
and
at
y'all
work.
Could,
so.
Y'all could check my credentials on how I get down.
Right.
Disgusting. Wow, I didn't know it was...
Now, there's another video where somebody recorded him talking about him selling drugs. And he's been selling drugs. That's what I do. That's what I've always done. I sell drugs. And Cass One, you saying his whole story is he been in and out of jail.
Yo,
his whole...
he was... is so crazy. He was locked up for robbing banks when he was like 17, 18, right? Got locked up, escaped, robbed the bank while he was out, and then got bagged again. And I think he ended up only doing like 3-4 years for that.
And now you see how confident he is about his allegiance and connection to police, the crime syndicate, all while calling black people, threatening black people at their place of residence.
Wait, so are you also saying that the reason he was so confidently barking at that cop is because he does know people.
Yes.
And that cop really can't do anything.
Yes.
That cop was really just there to be like the guy
they,
called
they
him.
They did the whole perp walk thing for the people to get hype. That whole, like, we walked him out of his house in handcuffs.
Right.
What's he going to jail for? They're going to charge him with menacing and harassing and whatever. And what? They're
going to
lock him up?
Conduct or something.
Right. They're not going to interrogate him for the other stuff he admitted on camera.
So you're saying he really is connected with...
According to what he said.
Right, like racist police, the whole thing.
Yeah.
The thing that we talk about.
Watch the whole video, fam. What's his name one more time?
I couldn't.
Oh, my God. I keep closing it out.
Edward
his name is Edward Cagney Matthews.
Congratulations.
Damn,
you played yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Breaking news. All Haitian Massive. Crazy news this morning that the president of Haiti has been assassinated.
Yeah, just saw that.
Wow.
In his own home.
In his own home, at his own place of residence. If you've been paying attention to Haiti news, I know there's always a lot to pay attention to, and it's hard to keep up. But there has been major issues going on for the last year with the current president and people wanting him out.
Right.
And for somebody to be able to access his residence and assassinate him, many people are believing it was an inside job.
Mm. Yeah, that's... because, yeah, I mean, this is the president.
In his house? At his house? That's insane.
Now, they've been fighting in the streets. They've been... there's in Port-au-Prince, there's, if you go look at it, there's been a lot of video and a lot of stuff going on in Port-au-Prince.
And you said it was by a commando or something like that?
That's what the news story said. A commando of some sort busted in. So it must have been like the opposition. Anyway, that's the breaking news we have today. Everything else is just speculation. And I'm sure there's, you know, a lot of that. But nonetheless, I know we have a lot of Haitian listeners. I got a lot of Haitian family that was texting me.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I wanted to send that news out. All right. So Jovenel Moïse, I think you pronounce his name Moïse. Moïse. Jovenel Moïse, the president of Haiti, has been assassinated. We send love and light and prayers and calm energy out because things can get crazy for sure. From Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Let's get to it. Cast 197 Minutes Commercial Free Curved is next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Damn.
Take a second.
Hello? Hello? What happened?
What just happened?
What was that?
Hey.
I am confused.
What happened? Cass 1, you okay?
I'm fine. I gave my signal. Shawnee saw me.
Yeah. And then what happened, Shawnee?
What happened after that?
I think his headphones were just down, so he couldn't hear anything.
Oh, no, the volume was down.
I want to remind everyone, we're on the air.
The volume was down.
That's not what happened.
My headphones. When you put your headphones on, you were like this. Like
I didn't hear nothing because the music had already gone off.
Right. And the mics weren't up.
Well, because by the time the music went off, I usually think I have like 15 seconds to prepare. That's normally the way it's
going. Also, Shawnee would normally, if you have to admit, Shawnee, you would hit a bed when his music ends.
Yeah.
Hit another
like,
one.
Yo, we about to go.
Not just go with the dead air.
Shawnee, or be like, here we go.
How come that didn't happen, Shawnee?
Wait, let me just. Oh, wow. I got you.
Congratulations. There we you go. Played yourself.
My fault.
Call right now. We got something for you. We're going to get into some fun because DJ John is here.
Oh, man.
Johnny.
It's DJ John.
Hey, yo, John, you proud of those Mets right now? I mean, I know people getting rained. Mets got rained out yesterday, but they looking nice. First place in the NL East, I heard.
Yo, man, you just said something crazy to me right now. Who? The Mets?
The better team in New York.
Okay. Okay, like I do not acknowledge the Mets at all.
There's evidence to suggest that this won't end good for the Mets.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, they have new ownership, though. Everything's different with new ownership. Let's keep it real. You never know.
Karma
might have changed.
Let's hope so.
There's another better team that's playing at Yankee Stadium.
The NYFC?
Yes.
We're not talking about... Yo, man, We're having a
shout to NYFC, by the way.
Yo, big ups to NYFC. Stop yourself. We're talking about the Mets, the better baseball team in New York.
And you're wearing a Yankees poncho right now.
Because it's cold. In the studio, it's freezing.
No, as cold as the Yankees right now.
Frigid.
Wow. Snow.
Wow.
Even Garrett Cole can't play. Aroldis Chapman's ERA over the last 9 games is 23.
Yo. And wow. Rosenberg would know.
Yo, I'm available. My arm is fresh.
Yo.
Bring me, put me in, coach.
Anything. Because it's not good over there in the Bronx right now, man.
Damn, man.
Sorry, John.
But, yo, shout to the Mets, man. I was trying to give them some love.
I mean, that's Jacob DeGrom legitimately playing like the greatest pitcher in the history of the game right now. Is the ERA still under one, Louis? Yeah. Still under one.
How many games have they
under
played?
Under one.
70 games?
Yeah, and they started cracking down on the sticky stuff for the pitchers. They said, no, you can't put any... Did Jacob DeGrom get affected? No, didn't matter at all. He's the number. Yo, Jacob DeGrom and I would say, and KD are the two best athletes in New York.
That's easy.
DeGrom and Durant. And then right behind them is Harden.
I don't think
Harden
what you said
Kyrie.
Is a hot take or controversial
no.
at all.
No, but it's exciting that this exists. By the way, shout out to the Phoenix Suns. They're up 1-0 in the NBA Finals.
Suns in four?
Suns in four.
Where was Suns in four guy last night? Did he have a good seat?
No.
Because he's the reason this is happening.
That's right. You got to punch somebody in the face. Yo, Yankees. Y'all got a Yankees fan to punch somebody in the face?
Let me tell you something. The Yankees been breeding Suns and Four guys for as long as they've ever existed.
Out there in those bleachers, y'all started charging too much. Creatures. Nobody gets punched
the
in the face
creatures.
No more.
The bleacher creatures have been the Suns and Four guys.
When you could get into the bleachers for $5, they was getting punched in the face. Now, how much does it cost?
I don't know.
It's still pretty cheap. If you could get the bleacher seats, they're pretty cheap, aren't they, Louie? I feel like you could still get a $20 ticket, $18 ticket. Yeah, for standing room at least.
So then somebody can get punched in the face. If you pay $20, you'll punch somebody in the face. That'll get the Yankees back on track. Let's go to Shakira. Shakira, good morning. Shakira,
good morning.
Shakira. How are you?
Good, how are you?
We are blessed this morning. Thanks for checking in for some fun. And John, what do you have to give Shakira if she's smarter than you?
Oh, 2021. Hot 97 Summer Jam, baby. I need a bomb.
Baby.
You got the bomb button, no.
Damn. I don't have it,
baby. No. August 22nd, MetLife Stadium is going down. Migos, A Boogie, and more, many more.
So
Meek Mill.
Bobby Shmurda, Rowdy Rebel. And more to be announced. Megan Wright and friends. Shout out to Rosenberg and friends. Y'all heard about that Rosenberg and friends set?
Yeah.
It's actually called Rosenberg Real Late Live.
Oh,
just because I didn't want another man friends.
That's hard.
I like it.
But we got Rock Marcy on that Summer Jam stage. Conway on that Summer Jam stage. That's Flea right. Lord. Vel the Wonder, who's in town. It's going to be a stove God Cooks.
Cooking.
Psh, underground rippity rap rap on that stage.
And y'all be saying y'all support it. Let's see. Show me.
Who's going to show up and give Rock Marcy his flowers?
That's right.
On that Summer Jam stage. You know what I mean? We'll see.
And then remember, you got Swizz Beatz doing a New York City DMX tribute.
I'm excited for that right there.
Get those Summer Jam tickets. They're on sale right now. You can win them right now if your name is Shakira and you're already on the line. Shakira, pay attention.
Yeah.
Answer this question super fast from Laura Stiles.
All right, here's your question. Can you tell us, Shakira, the Barbs are a fan base of what artist?
Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
Bad bitch. Yeah.
Queens again.
DJ John, can you tell us what is Nicki Minaj's mother's name?
Oh, Najee.
Minaj.
Really?
Najee.
I feel like
you're
going to get us in trouble with the Barbs with that type of answer.
Why?
It's Carol Mirage.
She's probably tuned in, man. Don't disrespect that woman.
Carol's a nice name.
Shout out to Miss Carol, man.
Miss Carol.
And to but you DJ, make it sound so bad.
Because
I was just guessing.
You said something crazy, man.
Out of here.
Okay, turns John's mind. What? Shakira, you're going to Summer Jam. Shakira, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, you don't seem excited. You want us to give the tickets to someone else? I mean, we can give the tickets.
No.
I mean, we could always.
I'm like.
I mean, we can really fast. Just call it.
What?
Shakira?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
See.
No, we did. We hear you. Thank you, Shakira.
We hear you, Shakira.
Hang on, Shakira. We love you for listening. Hang on one second. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, Diddy says that having roaches on his face as a kid inspired him.
Or
dragging him.
Motivate, inspire.
Word.
We'll talk about it coming up.
I could relate.
Roaches on your face.
Not the face, though.
Happens.
I had them in a cereal box.
Yeah.
Yo, have you ever take the covering off of a light to change the light bulb and it's full of roaches? You ever seen that?
Yeah.
So nasty.
You gotta pound them out your sneakers. Turn your sneaker upside down to the side.
Yo, you ever tried to step on one of them brolic roaches and you can't smash it?
Yo, I almost had a fight with one last week. Yo, straight up, he was coming from his side.
Yo, it's that time of year, man.
Nah, fam.
Water bugs?
They're not water bugs.
That's not a water.
Fam.
That's a giant roach.
They are water bugs.
They're a giant roach. They're roaches.
Trust me, because when you step on them, you see the water flow out.
And it doesn't do that with roaches?
No. Roaches have more of a crunch. Water bugs have more of a...
Really?
Yes.
They cousins.
No, they're definitely cousins, and they're equally disgusting. It doesn't matter. Yeah. But little roaches, they're smaller.
I just feel like rich people try to say, I never had roaches. We had water bugs.
Oh, what?
No, you had roaches, man.
What? No. No.
Giant roaches.
Same thing.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
You know what I got told? I didn't even process. In the Bahamas, they have an old faction of white people who have been down in the Bahamas running rum, you know, during Prohibition and all that, plantation, slavery, all that. There's still a couple of them in the parliament in the Bahamas. They're children. They call themselves the White Knights.
What?
Now that sounds even... Now the whole thing sounds crazy. That sounds even crazier.
The White Knights?
Stop.
They have resorts in the Bahamas that don't even allow black families to buy real estate.
Really?
Right now. In a black country.
Gotta look some stuff up.
The White Knights.
Look up Lyford K. LYFORDKCAY. It's like an old high-end resort. Lyford K.
And they don't let black
and this
people
And it is what locals told me. They were like, black people, they haven't allowed black families in there ever, and we don't even buy
By them. The way, hit us with the button. Why, are we really like, what?
Congratulations. What? You played yourself.
It's all over the world. Why are we acting like, can you believe it? And I'm a,
colonized. I'm trying to see who's everywhere. The prime minister. Like, who's allowing this?
Yo, man, this thing's so...
But a lot of the deals, a lot of these financial deals and a lot of these deals was cut a long time ago. You know, there's a lot of different independent groups that own islands in the Bahamas. Right. Like, Grand Bahama is still ran by, like, which is the major port of the Bahamas, is still not run by the Bahamian government. They work with the Bahamian government, but it's still run by some white folks, I'm told. By local Bahamians that live there.
I'm sure.
You go to these countries, you visit these countries, whether it's Jamaica, whether it's Trinidad, Barbados. When you go and you see all of the black folks that were, you know, many of which were brought through slavery, a lot of them running the governments, but still having ties to Europe or white folks or white money and not really having full control, because how are they going to access banks? How are they going to access? If you're a developing country right now, where are you getting money from?
Right. It's only tourism.
I'm saying, where are you borrowing money from? Who runs the banks?
Right.
Yeah. The banks are ran by Europeans.
Facts.
Saudis have their own financial system.
Right.
And the Chinese.
That's all you got.
Right.
And so when people are like, yo, but the Chinese, they coming in, Chinese government is coming in and they doing this and they doing that. They gotta work with somebody to build infrastructure and to get loans.
Right.
You know my dad.
You think they're gonna get loans with the same people that colonized them and go back to those banks?
My dad dropped on me yesterday. I know this is nothing, and I'm sure you know this, and it's not like surprising at all. Do you know in Israel there's never been a Sephardic prime minister?
I mean, that was one of my major beefs, is that there's never any black or brown Jewish people in power in Israel.
And the brown people of Israel are really the ones who were, just like here, they're like the basis of the culture completely.
Yes.
The language that's spoken there as we hear Israelis speaking Hebrew, that all comes from the Sephardic people in Israel.
North African Jews.
And yet, they're never the ones in power.
But that's why I'm always like, it's a white supremacist nation. Why I say that.
And again, it's everywhere. I was having thoughts this weekend about how hopeless the whole thing is. It's very frustrating.
It's very annoying. Laura, are you ready for flashing lights?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Sorry, Laura. Styles got the
411. She ain't tripping. She's ready.
Yeah, I'm fine. Lights.
She's ready to get her certified lover boy on. You know what I mean? Shikari Richardson talk.
Oh, I have an update for you guys. Well, I'll get to it in a second. So, yeah, I cannot with the brother love. It's Diddy. It's going to be Diddy.
Hey,
it's not gonna
hey,
be
don't be that person,
if you don't
man.
Call with love
the bro Diddy want to change his name, man. He want a different energy out there.
Brother
Listen,
love.
Sometimes, Laura, people change their name or change things about them because they want to usher in a new energy.
Mm-hmm. I just want Puff to take a nap.
Brother Love is so, okay.
This is actually the best name.
You like it, Shawnee?
Yes, at least it's, because what was a Diddy? What is a Diddy?
Diddy Bop, because he was Diddy. He well, had the Bop.
Well, was the Puff Bop. Daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, calling a dude daddy ain't it.
You know what I'm saying?
And
that was love.
I call him Puff. I call him Puff. I always think Puff was a cool name. Puff still
right,
works
right,
for
right,
me.
Yeah, right, I'm with right. Puff. I'm with Puff.
Well, that's also, too, because we like the Magic Dragon.
I'm not
dragon.
Calling a man
Keep it 100. True. We've always liked Puff the Magic Dragon.
Are you calling
dragon.
Him Love?
I'm not calling him Love, though.
Right. I'm not calling hey, him love. Love either, but I like the name.
Well, Brother Love, okay, uploaded a post to Instagram of himself eating a mango in his infinity pool.
Yeah, why did this go viral?
And then
so
he said,
crazy.
One day when I was growing up, I woke up and there were 15 roaches on my face. At the moment, I said, hell no, I refuse to live like this. Work hard, believe in your crazy dreams, and never settle. Because people were like, that never happened to you. Like, people didn't believe him. That's
15
what,
roaches on the face yeah, is a that's lot.
Yeah, that's OD. That's OD.
So, I mean,
like, what was you eating before bed? Like, just chocolate all
now,
over your face?
If he was a kid, now that's a good point now. That's a good point now. Right. If he was a little kid, maybe he fell asleep with like a, you know,
a lollipop,
an icy pop or something in the bed. Right. You know what I'm saying? He had it all over his face and all over the bed. He woke up, his roaches all over the place. It could have happened. Maybe his mom let him eat Fruit Loops in the bed.
Facts.
Ugh.
Yo, you ever passed out with a fruit roll up in your hand?
No,
halfway
I
through a fruit roll up?
I have not, sticky. But that's the thing. I know that happens. People fall asleep with the fruit roll up.
That's right.
Can't do that.
It's bad news, man. Ants, roaches, all of it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Listen, I have a quick follow up to a story we spoke on earlier about the racist man in New Jersey, in Mount Laurel, New Jersey.
This is outside of Philly.
Yes, Edward Matthews. Now he's claiming he was drunk. He's saying I was intoxicated. So according to reports, they're saying that he appeared in court on Tuesday. It was his first appearance, but will remain behind bars until his detention hearing later this week. But he's saying, blame it on the alcohol. I was drunk.
That's congratulations. Silly. You played yourself.
He's running the play.
Yo, but by the yeah. way, by the way, the neighborhood is going to come out and say, yeah, this ain't the first time. This ain't the first time.
Oh, my God.
This ain't the first time, man.
No one gets drunk and for the first time blurts out the words he was blurting. That's not a thing. That's
He's
in
saying,
your...
I cannot apologize enough. I was drunk.
No,
I was out of line. I let my anger get the best of me. No, you're a racist, sir.
You can't. No matter how drunk you were, you went to those words.
Right,
there's no...
He kept telling the guy, this isn't Africa.
This isn't Africa.
Fam.
We know, because you wouldn't be there.
He's being charged with 6 offenses related to the video. But anyway, I was drunk. That's his excuse.
There's always an apology. I'm surprised he didn't go to the tears. We're going to get the video of him crying at the camera?
Probably.
The tears?
Because the people showing up outside his house, that which is amazing, by the way.
Amazing.
Shout out to all those people who decided to actually do that.
Well, he gave out his address. Was like, come show up.
Yeah, he said, pull up.
By the way, it's pull up season.
Right.
And I hope everybody's aware of that. It is pull up season.
What do you mean it's pull up season?
Meaning people are going to see people.
And they got time.
And now, yeah, people
outside.
Got time. They're excited to be outside. Where are we going? Let's go see what that guy was talking about.
He gave his address to come by. We were invited.
And they did. At your flashing light where the time is 8:06. Today, alternate side parking rules are in effect, and it's going to be hot today, guys. Again, high of 91 degrees, and today is a parade for the first responders.
Yeah.
Right. Essential workers.
So yes, is it essential workers or first responders?
I think it's both.
Okay.
Both.
So that means
all
that
the amazing people,
the grocery store clerks and the delivery people got their own float?
I don't know. I hope so.
Because remember, we talked about that. They need to have their own float.
I don't know, Ebro.
Y'all could ride them e-bikes down. They should let them ride those e-bikes they deliver food on.
Right
in the parade route.
Mm. Yeah, but why do they have to work? You know what I mean? Let them have a float so they can all stand on the floats and let them, you know, get driven down.
Listen, the delivery people riding e-bikes is doing way less work than the people that was delivering food 5 years ago before the e-bikes existed.
True.
And I want you guys, you know, those bags they put over their hands when it's cold outside to stay warm when they put the bags. Come with those, too, so we know it's you. For real. For real, for real.
WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
You know, Rosenberg, I can't answer that, man. Rosenberg always asks these weird questions.
Provocative?
That's just weird.
What
I had a
question.
Travel nightmare yesterday. I think it was arguably the worst because I was stuck. Newark Airport, flying in. Look, Laura's already whimpering because she's flying today.
Yeah, I'm scared. And first time flying with my baby.
Wait. Are all the storms clear? What's up with Elsa?
Elsa's just now crossing northern Florida.
Oh, so Laura's good flying into southern Florida?
I think southern Florida's cleared up now.
I hope so.
I think. Oh, but anyway. God. Did anybody give you traveling tips with your baby? Like when to give her the bottle when taking off and when to give the bottle when landing?
That part. That's all I know.
That she has. You have that part?
Those are the best.
Yeah, by the way,
we won't even talk about, maybe save it for another day, that the first trip you're deciding to take with your baby is to Miami is the most ratchet-ish imaginable.
Why? She's going for work.
And I just decided to stay the weekend. That's it.
You can go to Miami and not be involved in shenanigans.
Yeah.
Miami's still a nice town.
Like, I literally have to do, I have a work thing that I'm doing, and then after that, I got an Airbnb that I'm just staying at.
Got it. You're just chilling somewhere.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. Nothing crazy.
But you would agree that
she's not going to live on Sunday with baby life.
Exactly. I'm not doing all that. I don't even want to go to South Beach. I'm good.
You want me to text Khaled, tell him you're down there?
No,
you want to go by Khaled's house and jump on the gram?
No, I'm
with
okay.
Young Baby Light?
That's a lot. Do we do the whole Lion King thing with Khaled and Young Baby Light?
Khaled, yo!
Do it!
Yo,
you
got to
do it. You
got
to do it. You got to do it.
I don't have to do it.
I don't have to do it. But anyway... So flew back in yesterday. Taking off was an hour late.
Ugh.
So we was already an hour late on takeoff.
Were you on the plane? Or
on the plane, but we were on the plane for an hour before takeoff.
Just sitting there doing nothing.
By the way, here's the thing that gets me most mad. The casual nature that they tell you.
All right, everyone. I know we're getting set here to take off. And then, a little bit of backup, Don't worry about it. We're going to be off the ground in about 45 minutes to an hour.
You're like, no, we're supposed to be off the ground in 5 minutes. All right, so that happens on the way.
Boom. We fly. As we're about to land, the pilot once again tells us we don't have anywhere to land yet.
Casual, though.
Sorry, guys. No big deal here, but nowhere to land. We're going to go ahead and drive around here, fly around, whatever it is, take a look, and hopefully we'll get you down on the ground at some point in the near future.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
Took an hour. Circled for an hour.
An hour.
Landed.
Wow. Like he was looking for a parking spot.
That's right. He was, basically.
That makes sense. He was. New York style.
Looking for a park.
And call right now, 800-223-9797. What's the longest time you sat on an airplane?
Oh, I got
runway.
This one. I got this one.
So then we finally land after circling for an hour. And it's 9 p.m.
Okay.
I did not get off the plane with my family until midnight.
No!
So they couldn't find anywhere to...
Well, no, because of the lightning, the guys that normally wave you in and do all that on the ground, they couldn't come out to work to wave us in and tow the, pull the airplane up. So we sat for 3 hours.
Ooh.
Now, there was kids on the flight.
Oh, Lord.
Here comes my nightmare.
The babies did great. There was a couple of babies, didn't hear a peep. Shout to those moms. But if you have a 2 to 4 year old, on a plane?
No.
Yo, how does the flight attendant fix their lips to tell a mom or a parent, put your kid back in the seat on hour 2 on a plane?
Oh, what? My God. When adults can't even do it.
With no answer for when we're getting off the plane. You're telling your kid's got to get back in the seat. Yeah, right, lady.
What?
Yeah, right. Let the kid move around a little bit.
Right.
The adults are struggling.
That's
so
horrible.
Then,
and how long was the actual flight that you were in the air? By the way,
2.5 hours.
It was an hour plus 2.5 hours,
plus 3 hours on the runway with nowhere to park.
So now you're up to six and a half hours, minimum.
Nice. So then, They get on the speaker, the flight attendant, and she thinks it's a good idea to tell everybody that we're out of water.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, guys, no big deal here. Just want everyone to know we are out of water and snacks. We've been on the, should be off this plane in just a few hours, everyone.
So what?
And keep your little white babies sitting in the seats. Do not let that baby walk.
Thank wow.
This is horrible.
So we finally get off the plane. It's midnight.
Damn.
Oh, and then we waited another hour and a half for our bags.
No, another come hour on.
I did not leave Newark Airport until 1:45.
But here's a question. Did you leave with your bags?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
So that was good.
At least.
Why did it take so long to get the bags once they let you off the plane?
Because people were going home that work at the airport.
Yep, that's what happens. They time out.
Yeah. They've been there all day, too. They got lives, too. Plus the rain. Yo, I got a question. If you're 800-223-9797, what is the longest time you spent idle sitting in an airplane?
I spent just about 3.5 hours. So long that the pilot timed out. So then the plane couldn't take off.
Oh, so but this was before takeoff.
We sat on the tarmac before the plane took off because there was a problem with one of the doors. The doors wouldn't close. So they didn't want to leave everybody off the plane. So they just sat us on a plane in Barbados in 90-degree weather with no AC.
No AC!
For three and a half hours. Then they tell us, oh, sorry, everybody. You're going to have to get off the plane because the pilot timed out and there's no pilot to fly the plane.
Wait, what do you mean the pilot timed out?
After so many hours, they got to go rest. That's the rule.
And since we were in Barbados, which is not a big hub, they don't have another pilot to take that pilot's place. So we have to take the flight tomorrow.
Wow. That's pretty horrible, Cast.
Yeah.
I'm still bugging off. Because the hours in the air, the pilot, that wasn't a part of the package?
FAA regulations, the pilot's timeout. They can't, after they've been on the clock for a certain amount of time, they can't fly.
And I think if they're in the air, they get to land and then they're done.
Yeah. Right.
So but if they're not in the air,
time still counts.
Yo, that's crazy.
I think the longest I've done is 2.5 hours.
2.5. James wants to one up everybody. James, how long did you sit on a plane, in a plane, on a runway?
All right, so I sat on a plane on the runway from 11:15 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon because of balancing issues. For some reason, JetBlue wound up overpacking the plane and stuffing the plane with luggage. So they had balancing issues, but they didn't tell anyone nothing. Only thing they did was the stewardess comes out and say, "Hello, everyone. We'll be with you shortly. We're just trying to figure out everything that's going on with the plane. Just sit tight." Mind you, I have a 6-year-old, and I also have a 10-year-old on the plane as well, and everyone is going crazy, and it was just difficult. It took us 6 hours to get to Miami because there was also a storm in Orlando, so we had to pivot and go to Tampa to refuel because the pilot told us that we was running out of fuel. So it took us about 6 to 7 hours just to get from New York City to Orlando, man.
Damn. Yo, man, it makes you really want to stay home.
That's a fact.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I thought JetBlue was it. You know, it was my first time going to Disney with my family. I was super excited. And then I don't like being in the air. But my kids, you know, they didn't notice it. But I was frantic. I ain't going to lie to you. I was frantic. But, at the end of the day, you know, I felt like I missed out on my day. You know what I mean? And that's what kind of hurt
that,
me. Because
that was the whole thing. We was coming back home yesterday. And I felt like, thank you, James. I felt like I kind of ruined the damn trip.
Because that's the last thought you had.
Because that's the last thing you're left with on your trip is to travel home. And if that ain't smooth, you're like, man.
Well, and there are also just times when you start the travel day and you could tell early, you're like, damn, it's my day. Everything's not working. Like, you get to the first place.
See, everything was smooth. I was smooth.
The whole trip.
Everything.
Up until the return.
Up until that return on that last leg of the return.
Well, and then you made it all the way onto the plane.
Right.
It wasn't even until you started spending an hour waiting to take off. And listen, I understand these are first world problems. It's great to be able to take trips. But when you're in the middle of it, it's the worst. Now, important question. I'm sorry to put you on the spot here.
Huh.
It was your vacation.
Yes.
Did you splurge
on
first class?
Of course, I was comfy. That's okay. Me. And by the way, you know, I travel a lot, so I got points. I didn't even pay for it.
Oh, got it. And Issa was able to be first class?
My whole family's first class.
Yo, hating on, yo, I've hated on children like Issa my whole life. I walk on the plane, because I swear to God, I don't think I'd ever taken a first class flight before COVID. And then it got so cheap to do it that I started upgrading every single flight I take. Now that's running out. But I used to get on flights and I'd see a little kid like Issa sitting in first class. I'm like,
eating some
you
chips.
Yeah, like, I know.
And Issa's chilling.
With a drink. She's drinking. I got Bailey's on the rocks.
Yo, and she's got the new iPad.
Yo,
watching her little show with some fresh Beats by Dre headphones.
She probably didn't even mind this whole thing. She was probably chilling.
Issa was quiet. Yo, shout out to my family, man. Riders. Because I hate when things are bad and people want to just keep talking and complaining. Right. It's bad. So yeah. Everybody knows it's bad. Ain't nothing to talk about.
Well, in this situation, too, where there's literally nothing you can do. There's no conversation to be had.
Nothing.
Like, it's a wrap. You're sitting there.
Yo, Lauren, how long did you sit on a plane on the runway? How long, Lauren?
5 hours.
Wow.
Going to Vegas.
Oh no, because that flight. Wait,
it
wait.
Was my.
Go ahead.
This was crazy. So first of all, I knew I should have went on this trip, but I paid like $2,500 to go to Vegas. It was my birthday. It happened this year on April 14th. I was supposed to be down there. The flight attendant had us sitting there, and she was in the middle of the plane giving instructions. Mind you, they already delayed us. Like you said, they said, "Oh, sorry for the delay. We're going to be here for 1 hour." Just a little problem with checking those things. I think gas or something for the plane. Fuel. First of all, I said fuel. How y'all don't have enough fuel to fly us? I don't understand. Man, and then after that, the stewardess came. I was in the back of the plane, first of all. I was sitting with some teenagers. I was sitting with an old lady. Excuse me. I love her still, but she gave my date. But long story short, the stewardess came from the middle of the plane to come back to harass me and my partner while we on the plane. And boy,
harass you. Yeah, Lauren, wait now. Y'all was back there breaking rules, being loud, not wearing your mask.
Oh, we were quiet. We had our masks on. We were quiet. He was playing Bubble Blasters. And I tell him, get mad, daddy, get mad. I want you to get mad. Go talk to this man. He's like, baby, calm down. I'm like, he's on here for 2 hours. This is 2 hours in now.
Yeah, but see, I got to hit you with the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
As mad as you are at what's happening on a flight, I guarantee you the flight attendant and the pilot are equally as upset. Right. They want to go home too.
No, they were right.
It's their job. You think they want to be stuck at work for longer?
Yeah, they don't want to. They don't want Lauren. They don't want to be stuck longer. 5 hours is a damn long time. So you just want to yell at somebody for right. Sure. I thought about it. I walked around the airport last night and yelled at a couple of people. So it was me. If you worked at Newark Airport, you saw somebody just walking up to I was walking up to people cleaning the bathroom. Hey, yo, you work here?
Yeah.
Because I was trying to get my bag and. There was no one at the ticket counters. Everybody went home. And so there's long lines. There's bags everywhere. So I'm walking up to people in the bathroom. I walked up to some old lady like, hey, Ma, you work here?
Yo, you work here. Never going to work out. It's never a good sign.
That's the worst. Then I found some dudes look young that they worked there. Walked over to them. They had the yellow vests on. I was like, hey, y'all work here? Excuse me. I need to know what's going on with these bags, man. We've been downstairs for an hour.
You're saying
waiting for bags.
Hold on. So you were searching for
anyone. I need somebody.
Right.
And did the yellow vest guys
No, help? Nobody could help me. They was like,
get out of here.
We're stressed out too. Your bags will be out soon. And that was that.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yo, you work here?
Yo, here?
I feel you on that.
She's like, I'm 80. You're like, yeah, but still.
You got the little badge on your arm.
You got a badge. You know what's up with my bags? They could be in any department.
Anyone. Right. I was asking everybody.
Oh, and then you waited an hour when you got off, too?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Listen, everyone can relate to this. It's such a nightmare. It'll ruin a trip so fast.
Well, because then you start thinking, how you getting home? Right? Like, I had to call two cars. Like, I thought my bags were coming. It was bags for Houston. For another question I have, there's 9 different baggage claim things.
Yep.
Why do y'all line? It's midnight. Why do you put all the flights on the same baggage carousel thing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there has to be a reason that they do.
That's why I said why.
Because there's not enough people working. Right. So they all go to the same guys and they're like, well, we're here. Put them on the same boat.
So put to the same. Yeah, they just want to take the same place. It's still trash, though, because you're like, now I have to wait for the Houston flight. Then you see the things start moving.
And so then you start calling the Uber. Like, all right, my bags are coming. Let me get the guy coming. But they got to keep circling. And so now I just keep losing cars.
Yeah.
This is why I'm the person trying to shove a borderline trunk above the seat on the plane. Because I never want to check baggage. I'm always scared of that nightmare. It could be such a... And then don't get started with the fact that they're still taking things out of our bags and throwing them away 20 years after 9/11. Like, the next attack that's coming is going to be from someone's toothpaste. Yo, they took my full toothpaste the other day. I just got
it. How dare you have 4 ounces of lotion?
Yo, my lotion? Yo, Ebro, I love this lotion. I finally stumbled on some lotion I really love to keep.
Well, first of all, the fact that you're white and saying you love lotion, bravo. Yes!
And then they got to take it and throw it in the garbage?
I know.
All right. Sorry, Shawnee, play music, man.
Cast 197 Minutes commercial free to Gurus and Nats, though.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Rowdy Rebel, Bobby Shmurda, Meek Mill, Migos, Megan Wright and friends.
Yo, imagine if something crazy happened, like
Sweetie.
We don't know who Swizz is going to bring out for the thing. For the
DMX. She's
going
to tap in.
No, I know Sweetie's going to tap in, but we don't know who Swizz is going to tap into.
Oh.
For in the Rolodex for the DMX thing. This isn't.
Well, you got to assume there's going to be some people from the album.
But what about beyond that?
Hey, Rough Riders.
Because when he pulled Method Man out.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't expect that.
You didn't expect Method Man.
That's right.
And Summer Jam, the first Summer Jam in 2 years.
The post-pandemic Summer Jammy.
I don't know, man. It could be crazy town. Who knows? Who knows?
Make sure you get them tickets right now. Ticketmaster is where it's at. Let's go to Gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus. Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. That's where the squad unites as one.
That's right.
To cleanse the energy. Shawnee Coltrane burns sage.
That's right.
Palo Santo at times when needed. And Usa. Rosenberg.
I've never seen anybody burn Palo Santo in this room. Right,
breathing exercises.
Don't smell that.
Shawnee, you have Palo Santo?
That's right. Not today, but.
You know, have you ever had it before, Palo Santo?
Yeah.
Got it? Okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
What do you mean, have you had it? Like, it's not food.
Right, like, have I had it in my presence and used it?
Or have you ever bought it before?
Yes.
No, I didn't have to buy it.
Asking Shawnee, not you, Laura. Stop covering for Shawnee.
Yeah, I know people.
I'm like, yes! This is a
cleanse the energy, Rosenberg.
Cleanse the energy.
All right, Rosenberg, who's in need of our help?
Usa.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. That is the email address. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. I'm reading this verbatim, by the way, guys.
You better have proofread this.
Dear Gurus.
Shout out to Africa.
Stop whispering in my ear. Loyal podcast listener from the UK. I'll try my best to keep it short. Oh, and by the way, go listen to that Rosenberg Real Late album. That's my guy. Thank you, buddy.
Wait, so you're just picking emails that shout out your album?
Hold on. Do you really think we have so many emails that I'm using that as the filter?
Yes. I thought the gurus were popping.
Well, it's summertime, Ebro. No. You know, people are traveling, different things. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com.
Let me know when this thing falls off.
Here's my dilemma. I've fallen for my best friend's ex-girlfriend.
No, you haven't. You're horny.
Buckle up, guys. This is a good one. This is why the guru exists for segments like this.
Okay.
All right.
I know. Hit the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Once would have sufficed. They dated for 2 years and broke up just over a year ago. I see Shawnee taking notes because he's a professional.
Okay.
I was always a friend to her during their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And one night, after they broke up, she reached out to me saying she was in a bad place. We started chatting here and there. And a few weeks later, she ended up spending the night at my place.
Oh, boy.
Bow. Bow. Pew, pew, pew.
My Lord.
Okay.
Tell.
Gosh, focus.
I thought it would just be a one-off, so I didn't mention any of this to my friend. But she kept messaging. And now we've been sleeping together, spending a lot of time together for about 6 months now.
6 months.
A whole relationship.
She's an amazing girl.
I'm sure.
And we've both talked about a relationship, but it's obviously complicated. I've been friends with this guy for over 20 years. And this goes against everything we've talked about in our friendship. But at the same time, she makes me happy. And he's moved on. The relationship didn't end well, and the breakup meant everyone in my friendship group hated her as well.
Wow.
I'm scared to tell him the truth. My question is, do I tell him and hope he'll be all right with it? Do we just keep it a secret? Or do I burn it down and admit it will probably never work out, as I don't want it to become something between my friends?
Congratulations. 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 You played yourself.
You played yourself.
What a mess.
Yeah, you could have just played with yourself and kept it pushing. And you stayed out of trouble. Mm. Unload your weapon. Keep it pushing.
It's too late, though.
He already
went. I'm just saying, for anybody out there that maybe is on the fence about to make a bad decision, throw it all away.
We should say this more often during the Guru. It's like 3 a.m. You're about to meet up with that stranger. Mm-hmm. You're not sure. It seems real sketch. You're about to just drive out to Coney Island and hope for the best. Ebro's right. Unload the weapon, go to bed, ignore the last message, never think about it again.
Yeah, leave it alone. You played yourself. Man. That's why they say, too, when you have a... Don't talk about your sex life with your friends. You know what I'm saying? Your partner. And a lot of times when you're first starting a relationship, you're like, yo, she's hot or he's hot. Because your friends start to get curious. You know what I'm saying? That's just a sidebar.
But Shawnee, they dated for 2 years.
For 2 years.
And it's one of his best friends. So, of course, she's going to be coming around. Of course, they're going to get to know her.
I know.
That was
a sidebar thing. Just keep your relationships private. Because now this dude is watching your lady, and he was scheming on her. That's why they was all buddy-buddy, and she was comfortable enough to, like, now I want to talk to you, and can we hang out?
Well, but hold on. Before we judge and we're complete jerks about it, Cass, cue Jesse's girl. This is the story oldest
time. I just heard this song the other day.
Jesse's girl?
Wow. Yeah, and it struck me. I was like, damn, he really wrote a song about his friend's girl. But he's bigging up because she's awesome.
And he likes Jesse, too.
And he likes Jesse. But he ultimately wants a girl like Jesse's girl.
That is true. You know what?
He doesn't actually want Jesse's girl.
He says, I wish I had Jesse's girl.
And then describes her and kind of says, I want a girl like... I wish I had a girl like that.
Here we go.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's see.
Jesse's a friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He's been a good friend of mine.
Always been a good friend of mine.
Lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine.
Damn.
And she's watching me with
And I want to make her mine.
Yeah.
Oh. And she's watching me with those eyes. I was wrong.
I just know it.
And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
This is a story old as time. Like, so I don't want to judge the guy too much because we've all had that moment where a guy brought a girl around and you looked at it and you're like, damn, he really did score.
There's skeevy harlots like Jesse's girl.
Right.
Facts.
She's looking at him with those eyes.
Why are you reckless eyeballing me, Ma? Right. You supposed to be with my mans in them.
All right, well, listen, the damage is done, okay? He already put the hooks in.
I just want to say, you don't want to fall for a girl like that because if she's willing to have sex with you and your friend.
No, but they broken up. She wasn't cheating.
No, I'm not saying that, but there is a code. There is an ethics code.
There is
a code where it's like, yeah, I mean, I really like you, but it's too soon
I've broken code. I'll be honest. What's that?
Of course you have.
I'm not proud of it.
He knew he was wrong just the way he worded the email.
But right.
He said, you know, it's been a year, but no, they started when it was like a week or two out.
Exactly.
So he knew what he was doing.
I've definitely never had a situation where it's this close. you're talking about a very close friend.
Yeah. 20, yeah. This is intense. 20 years. Like, yeah.
That's bad.
You played yourself. You got to get rid of Shorty, man. She's no good.
Or get rid of your friend.
You're going to have to
choose. He's not getting rid of his friends.
If she
he's considering it,
yeah,
obviously.
He is.
Friends.
Yeah,
but the whole
he's
circle.
He's confused. The sauce got him confused.
Yeah,
he needs to unload the weapons, take a step away.
He needs to make a choice. You know he's either going to go full force with the girl relationship and know you're going to lose your friendship of 20 years.
Shawnee's right, though. That's not an option. Because here's the thing.
You lose them how you get them.
But real quick, hold on, but real quick. Beyond, because I don't want to put this all on the woman, right? Because they both made this choice.
No, it's not her fault.
No, it's not her fault, but she got to go.
But
wow,
he's not going to make the choice to give up.
Or he got to go.
Not only his friend. He's going to give up his entire friend group.
But that's
whole group.
He'd be out. You would be
your best friends. You would be the dude who they all hate for the rest of your life.
I don't care.
What do you mean?
Nah, but
your entire social circle gone?
Over
it happens every 5 years. New social circle.
What?
Who are you? Grow up. Nah, but the thing is, did he say how old he was?
Cass lying. Cass been had the same friends the last 30 years.
He said how old he was?
I don't know if he said how old he was. No.
Well, again, to my point, he's going to have to make a choice.
Yeah.
It's either your friends of 20 years or your friend's circle.
What's the best choice?
The best choice is to maintain. You cross the line and you kind of violate it.
So okay.
The fact that it's a secret, because if it was so good and upfront,
yeah, but Shawnee, you should have spoken it from the beginning. You're missing one of your key covenants here.
Mm.
One of your key covenants,
right. Which is sex.
Sex without responsibility.
Without responsibility. It feels amazing.
Well, now
it
has responsibility.
And Letarian Milton always said,
it's fun to do bad things.
And this is why he's considering this.
And he also said, Letarian also said, I yanked it. I yanked the thing.
And since we're doing sayings, what goes under the... How does it go? What goes in the dark must come to light?
Yeah.
Your friend's going to find out eventually.
Yeah,
so you're going to have to deal with it anyway.
Even if he's
okay
going to
have
to live with that secret.
If I smashed, we can reconcile.
Is it?
Is it? Yeah, I don't know.
No, we can reconcile. I smashed. I was just making sure.
I don't know.
I was just making sure she's the bad person I knew you broke up with.
No, Shawnee?
No.
I would never hear Shawnee's take on it.
No.
Guys, if he...
I was making sure she was the trollop harlot that you broke up with, so I went in.
Turns out you were right.
You
wow.
Were,
thank you,
my
bro.
My God, man. She really is something. Yo. She sucked my soul.
No.
Yo, you're a bad friend. You violated. You consider him a friend. You crossed the line,
and
bro.
And you don't say anything, by the way. You break up with her and never say a word of this.
Oh, but yeah, she will.
Okay. Well, that's a risk you're going to take. Ugly, but I'm telling you right now, to break up with her so you lose her, then tell everyone, that's congratulations. You played yourself. You take this to your grave, buddy, and right. Move on. You don't need to put this on your friend. You made this mistake. You live with this. Don't put it on him.
Right.
Oof.
And now she goes and tells everyone, well, that's a problem.
Yeah, you're going to blow the whole thing up.
Well,
whatever happens, you deserve it.
Congratulations.
Oh, we love you.
Say the gurus.
I love the guy. It happens.
Wow.
Yo, he's finished.
Say the gurus.
Hero in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Shawnee Rosenberg.
Wanted to talk some more.
Nah, no weakness.
Yo, Shawnee.
No weakness.
Sometimes when your friends break up with someone and they're like, man, she's a bad person. And you're like, man, I got to see what you're talking about.
No.
That's not bad issue.
Let me see. No, you can't do that.
You know what I'm saying? And make sure none of the other friends screw up. You know what I'm saying? You got to go in with a whole team. I went and tested this out. She's a terrible person.
You go in. You was right.
Man, you had told me. You had always told me, you know, she's really great in bed and she's awesome, but she's a terrible person. You are 1,000% right.
Right. She almost got me like she got two, bro.
Damn. Yo, God, I'm glad we're out of this now.
Yeah,
good work.
Right.
Damn.
Man. Sorry I couldn't help you sooner.
Let's go flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Damn.
Almost got me. She almost got me too, fam.
Flash lights.
Now you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
I'll do a positive story before I hop into this horrible story. So the Wonder Years started trending again because they aired... a snippet during the NBA Finals. People are very confused. Some people are all about this. Some people hate it. Now, any of you guys Wonder Years fans besides Rosenberg? Me and Rosenberg have talked about this.
Yeah. I like the Wonder Years.
Who doesn't like a Wonder Years?
Shawnee, you checked in. So, did you watch the trailer for the new Wonder Years?
I did see the trailer. I saw a short trailer. I heard there's a longer one.
So, is this something you want to watch?
Yeah, it's interesting. I was narrated by Don Cheadle. I'm a fan, so I appreciated that. Fred Savage, who was the original star of the Wonder Years, is the producer behind it, so he kind of knows the theme. I'm not mad at it, as long as they keep it.
I'm excited to see it.
I actually think it's going to be fire.
I get annoyed with people having to make decisions based on a preview because they all need to tweet about it. How about y'all just wait and watch the show?
And that same opening theme song just makes it
So when I saw the trailer.
Play the opening song. That's the only thing I know from the show. No. I said play the theme song, not y'all.
I don't think Cass has it.
What?
You don't have the theme song.
Lend me your ear and I'll sing you a song.
This is terrible.
I would try not to sing out of key. Oh, baby, now I love with my friend.
Yo, all I need is my brother.
Yo, it's one right there. Would you guys say that's up there for the greatest covers of all time? Yeah, that's not the
tight.
Original.
It's pretty tight.
The Beatles is the original. That's pretty a cover. Tight. And it is.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
It's just how we sounded.
Stand up and walk out on me.
The black version.
Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song.
Bars.
I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how? All I need is
Joe Cocker. Remember
the Shawnee Bad Faces? Yeah, Shawnee Bad News. The black version, but he ain't black.
Joe Cocker's black. Right.
Well, I mean, the show.
He's so
the show is the black
version. I did always think of the song as the black version, too.
Well, this reboot will be a black version.
It is.
Right. The show is the black version with this same theme song.
And Don Cheadle's voice is perfect.
Yeah.
It gave me vibes of the first one.
I'm going to tune in.
I think it's going to be dope, man. It's based in the 60s in Huntsville. Is it Huntsville, Alabama?
I think Montgomery, Alabama.
Montgomery, Alabama. But it looks fire. Mm. All right,
I just
saw this. So, Darnella Frazier was the young woman who filmed George Floyd's murder. Mm-hmm. So, I think this happened last night.
That's right.
Her uncle was killed in a police chase, and he was an innocent bystander.
So the police were in Minnesota were chasing somebody in a high-speed chase through a residential neighborhood.
Yes.
Okay.
He's in his car minding his own business, her uncle, the young lady who filmed the George Floyd
thing. And whose life has been really challenging since then.
And now her uncle's just been killed by...
Police what, slammed into him?
Slammed into him with their car.
Completely innocent bystander.
Yeah, nothing to do with it.
This young woman is going to need so much... Therapy and
prayer
love
and prayer and just cloaked in love and prayer.
Oh my gosh.
That's it.
I can't. That's terrible, man.
Such a tough situation. It's so sad, man.
So sad.
I feel for her. Such a sad story. That's all we can do right now. Just send her a lot positive energy and love and upliftment. In other news, Sha'Carri Richardson, has been left off of the Olympic relay team after the failed marijuana test. Now, she's been super popular. Everybody's been talking about her because some people, you know, had mixed feelings. She tested positive for marijuana and got a 30-day suspension. And it's because she recently found out that her biological mother passed away. So she smoked the marijuana. This happened in Oregon where it's completely legal. You know what was wild, though? How people try to twist it and be like, it's a performance enhancer. I'm like, how the hell is this a performance enhancer?
No one reasonable says that.
Come on.
No one. But by the way, but here's the thing. We keep kind of going in circles around this. It's all true. It's a stupid rule. Mm-hmm. It is not a performance enhancer. It makes no sense that it's on the ban list. Tons of stuff is on the ban list. This happens to many people, including
Michael Phelps, most
decorated Olympian of all time.
Got suspended for six months.
Missed the world championships, right? Michael Phelps, it happened to. And at the same time, and then on top of that, Sha'Carri's situation sucks. Her mom passed away. It's awful. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you can't smoke weed. It's just what it is.
And at the same time,
in her
U.S.
she admitted it too. She's like, I knew it was wrong.
Yeah, she knew. And the U.S. track and field, in their note they put out about her not making the roster, said, we would like to change the rule too. But the truth is, we can't now. It's not going to change now, right. And we got to compete.
And this may be the thing that ends up changing the rule down the line, which already should have changed, but it's too late now. And people saying that they want to protest it and not support all the other amazing black athletes that are going to represent the United States because you're mad about this, when this rule is really annoying for everyone, by the way. This is sort of a colorblind, annoying, stupid rule. But we got mad athletes to support this year. Yeah. What about Simone Biles, the greatest gymnast of all time?
I'm watching Simone Biles.
Fam, listen, the people saying they not watching, they watching too. Because I'm going to tell you what, when Jamaica lines up to get these golds,
what?
And y'all see them amazing black folks get out there and run.
Facts.
Dumb, like they flying, like they're about to take off.
What?
The world watches.
At your flash and lights report, the time is 9 a.m. High of 94 degrees. Alternates and parking rules are in effect.
Jamaica saw this and was like, oh, we about to get these golds again.
Oh, we there, y'all.
Here we go again.
We there, y'all.
Turn it up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.